Hello, this is Pastor Galen from the First Nazarene Church in Chicago, and welcome to our podcast. Hey, before we hear the message today, I simply wanted to say that no matter where you're at, we're glad that you're listening today. We hope this message will inspire you, instruct you, and help you grow in your relationship with Jesus. And if you live in the Chicagoland area, maybe this is the first step for you joining us in person sometime. Or if you want to, you can always check out our online live services every Sunday on our website at firstnaz.cc. Thanks again for joining us. Enjoy the message.
Good morning, church. My name is Bethany, and I serve on the First Impressions team. It's my honor to introduce our speaker this morning, Rob Evans. Rob was born and raised in Chicago. He and his wife, Cassie, and four children, Zoe, Robert Jr., Ryan, and Chloe, now reside on the south side of Chicago. Pastor Rob has a bachelor's degree from Northern Illinois University and a master's degree in both urban ministries and Christian studies from Trinity International University. Rob's passions and gifting for ministry led him to launch the Worship Center of Chicago, a congregation born out of Church on the Block, which was under the direction of First Nazarene. Even with all of that, Pastor Rob loves baseball, mentoring people, spending time with family, and watching shows such as The Office, Black-ish, and The Carmichael Show. Please help me give a warm welcome to Pastor Rob Evans.
Well, good morning. Good morning, First Church, First Nazarene. How's everybody doing today? Good, good, good. I love the talk back. It's so honored to be with you guys today. As I was looking at it, it was March 2017 that God blessed me to become the pastor of the Austin campus for Church on the Block. And I was like, wow, 5 years. And now we're Worship Center of Chicago. And right now we're virtual at this moment as we're looking a place to land to see what God has for us in this next season. Amen. And it's just honored to be here at this lovely, lovely church. Few things have changed over the last 5 years. I didn't think about it till now. I'm sorry, tech team. I'll make sure we fix it for the next service. But 5 years ago when I came, it was just me, my lovely wife, Cassie, my daughter, Zoe, and Robert Jr. You know, that's all we had. And, you know, God expanded our family. And today we stand with four children now. And that's it. Praise the Lord. This is it. That's all. God has blessed us with four beautiful children. I'm sorry. I didn't think about bringing the picture up so you could see our beautiful family. Chloe is the newest one, and Ryan. So God has blessed us. Crazy thing about Chloe is she was born on my oldest son's birthday. They were literally born the same day, and first we were a little nervous about it, but my son seems to love it right now, and I have to tell him, okay, you liking it now because you're six, but once you become 16, it's going to be a different story. Amen. I'm honored to share the words of wisdom, dealing with the book of Proverbs on today, and let's go to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Very, very familiar passage of scripture. I'm going to read it from the English Standard Version. And it simply says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. And if you grew up in church like I did, you probably heard the King James Version the most, which simply says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. For this morning, I want to simply talk about going in the right direction. Let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time. God, I pray that I might decrease, that you might increase within me, that I would take a back seat and you communicate what you want your people to hear today. God, we look to you at the time of the conclusion of our time today. God, we pray that someone come running and say, what must I do to be saved? And that someone leaves with an encouraged heart and an uplifted head. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Prior to where we live now, my lovely wife and I, we had a home in Kenwood community, not too far off from the Lakeshore Drive. And as they talked about in the video, they introduced me. One of the things I love doing is mentoring. I absolutely love mentoring, as God has blessed me to mentor a group of young men from the South Side of Chicago over the last few years. They're grown now. They're with they got families and college educated and all that great stuff. One particular time, I was leaving because one of them was graduating high school, and I believe it was at the symphony orchestra downtown somewhere. So by me living in Kenwood, I was like, okay, I'm going to take Lakeshore Drive. I like the scenery. I just love the ride. It's nice and smooth. So even though I knew where I was going, I decided to plug it into the GPS. Plugged it into the GPS, and I began to drive north on Lakeshore Drive heading towards downtown. Unfortunately, like many of us do, I began to get distracted. If you've ever ridden in a car with me, I like to play music, and I'll get lost in the music. I'm singing the lead, I'm singing the background, I even do the doom, doom, doom. I make the bass, I do it all. And I'm just driving in the car, and next thing you know, I realize that I missed my exit. So I was like, okay, I got to figure this out. So drive past Balboa, start heading towards Navy Pier because I missed my exit, and I decided to get off. And I got off, y'all, made that left turn, and ended up on Lower Wacker Drive. Anybody know, driving downtown, nobody likes. If you do, we will have an altar call at the end of service, so you can come, give your life to Christ, and repent. But nobody really likes Lower Wacker Drive. So I had the GPS on, and the GPS was trying to tell me where to go, and then I wasn't listening to the GPS. I turned, ended up on Lower Wacker Drive, and if you driven down there, it's dark. You don't know where the entrances are, the exits, it's confusing. And I decided to just ride it all the way around. What's crazy is, even though I got distracted, the GPS was trying to tell me which way to go. It was trying to direct me to the right path. But unfortunately, being distracted, I ended up on a road that I had no business being on. In this road, it was dark. It was confusing. It was a little scary. And what's crazy is the GPS couldn't connect to me because I was on the wrong road. As we're looking at Proverbs 3 today, I want to talk to you about heading in the right direction in the road of life. You're driving on the road. The key thing is, in this life, in this journey, you have to make sure you are connected to God. He is your global positioning service. He is your GPS system. By all means, he's the creator of the world. He's the creator of the galaxies. He's our father. He's the one that calls the shots and tells us what to do because he's sovereign. When we look at Proverbs 3, we have Solomon instructing his son about the road of life, the journey of life. And he's letting them know, son, there are some benefits. As long as you stay with God, there are some benefits. You can have peace. You can have favor with men. Of course, I'm paraphrasing the first four verses. And you can have success, good success. But in order for that to happen, you got to make sure you don't forget God in your heart. You write his words on the tablet of your heart. You got to make sure that you stay connected to him. Don't forget truth, his truth. And God will bless you tremendously for it. And we have to recognize as believers that if we want benefits in life, we got to make sure we stay connected to God. We got to make sure that our connection and is strong and is consistent. We can't just call God when we need him. We got to speak to him daily, for we have to pray without ceasing. Every single day, you ought to wake up and just say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Having a conversation with him, because somebody went to bed last night and they didn't wake up this morning. But yet, God touched you with the finger of his mercy. When we look at the text, he's instructing his son on how to live life, staying connected to God. I can recall going, like I said, I'm a church boy. I grew up in church. And my mother made sure I was in vacation Bible school. So one particular age, I don't remember how old I was. I was a child. I was in vacation Bible school, and my teacher was Miss Curtis. Miss Curtis, sweet lady, nice, and for the entire time, only thing she would introduce us to or teach us was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Every day, she would have the class stand up. All right, y'all, let's go over it. Let's say it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. Every day. And after a while, I'm like, oh, Miss Curtis, can we please talk about something else? Nope. She was consistent. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And I was, why do you keep sharing this with us? And she said, the reason why I'm sharing this particular verses with you is because you got to get this in your spirit. You got to get it in your heart. For repetition is the motherhood of learning. So I have to constantly get you this scripture. Because guess what, Rob? As you grow up, you go experience some stuff. You go have some stuff happen in your life where all you can do is just trust in the Lord. All you can do is lean not to your own understanding. And you have to acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. Because by all means, you're an imperfect person. You worship the perfect being. You aren't all together. You don't have it all right. So you might as well trust in somebody else. When we look at the text, I just want to give you these four quick points. Then I'm out the way. The first one is we got to make sure in this journey of life, this road of life, we got to make sure we have the right security. The right security. I'm going to break these two verses down, four sections. First part, the A clause says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That word trust in the Hebrew is, I'm going to see if I can say it right now. You know, I went to seminary, but pronouncing these words was always a struggle for me, but I passed and got my degrees. But batak, I think that's how you say it, batak. And it means to have confidence, to trust, ultimately to have secure, to be secure in God, to have security in God. When Solomon says this to his son, he says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. You have to have security in God and know that God has your back. And you need to trust God, not with just part of who you are, but your heart. All your heart. And in the Hebrew, heart speaks to the inner man, your being, your soul, your will. You have to trust God. You have to trust the Lord. You have to trust Yahweh with all of that. He needs all of you. He wants all of you. He says, trust in the Lord. You got to have that security. Now, when you dive deeper into this word, batak, the first part it says, yeah, it deals with trust, having security in God. But then there are some other parts of the word that just blew my mind. Have that trust, have that security in God. But also, when you're experiencing trust, it is two pictures right quick. The first picture is, it's a picture of a servant waiting on the instruction from his master. It's a picture of a servant that is not moving until his master gives the command. See, when you trust the Lord with all your heart, you don't make a move without consulting him first. Many of us have been on this road of life, and we didn't ask God. We just did it. We just did it. And then we ask God to bless it afterward. And God's like, no. Why you didn't talk to me before you did it? Why you didn't talk to me before you made that decision? Why you didn't talk to me on the front end? Now you want me to come in and just jump in and save you. He'll do it. He'll do it. But you're going to have to go through some stuff first. And what's crazy is we go through so many unnecessary trials and tribulations when all we have to do is just trust in God in the beginning and ask him first. So the first picture is of a servant waiting for the command from his master. But here's the second picture of this word, batak, that messed me up. It's a picture of a soldier who has been defeated and is surrendering to the victor. Woo-wee! It's literally a picture of somebody that has lost the battle and they have no choice but to surrender all to the person that beat them. Let me tell you something. God wants you to surrender all because, let's be honest, we're imperfect. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord, but it's his army. And we can't do it without him. So sometimes God has to allow life to beat you down just a little bit. He has to allow life to hit you up beside your head and give you a little bruises just so you can surrender your all. God wants your all. He wants you to have security. He wants you to trust in him. So the first point I want to say is, as we're on this road of life, going in the right direction, we got to have security in God. The next thing is, we have to have God's support. We have to have God's support. The text says, and do not lean to your own understanding. The word lean speaks to support or rely on your own understanding, knowledge, your own discernment, your own thinking, because our own thinking, again, has gotten us into some trouble and got us into some tough situations. So we got to make sure we got God's support and we lean and rely on his support, his thinking, his discernment, his understanding. Now, thank you, Adam, for this. I appreciate it. Last minute, I asked Adam for a chair. So we see the stool, right? Right, everybody see it? Yeah. Now, this is what support looks like. This is what leaning to God's understanding and not my own. I just saw this stool for the first time today. I don't know who made it. I don't know the capacity, because my kids are always reminding me that, Dad, you're big. My daughter actually called me fat the other day. I said, well, baby, just that hurt a little bit. You know, I said, let me go to the basement and start working out again. And I was like, whatever, your mama loved me, that's all that matters. So I'm a big dude, and I don't know the capacity that this stool can hold. I don't know if it's going to support me. I don't know if it's going to hold me up. But guess what? I'm going to sit to make sure it can support me. Now, again, I don't know who made the stool. I don't know anything about it. But all I do know is this stool was designed to support me. This stool was designed to support you. If you think about it, nobody questioned the seat capacity of their chair. You immediately walked in. You sat down. You didn't think about it. And that's what trust and security and supporting God looks. God wants us to do that with him. He has designed to hold the weight of our life. He is designed to hold who we are. And all he wants us to do is just lean on his support. All he wants us to do is just to trust him and be secure in him and not our own understanding. Because if I was based upon my thinking, I looked at the stool, I'd be a little confused. Because it's a little wobbly to me. However, I recognize this was designed to support me. See, you got to make sure on this road of life, the support you have is in God's hands. You're leaning on him. Now, me and my son, we have a debate often. You know, he don't have a reference of true sports. You know, he promises LeBron James is the best basketball player of all time. And I said, son, that college fund looking mighty thin right now. You know, and I said, son, you got to understand. And then what's crazy is my son is starting to pick up some of my, I call them bad but good habits, if that make any sense. I'm a shoe head. I love shoes. In college, I was rare. I had like 40-some pair of shoes lined up. It's bad. But anyway, you go downstairs to my man cave because my wife said I can't have the stuff in the bedroom. But anyway, I have all my shoes on the rack. So he came down there, he's like, oh, I want shoes like you, Daddy. I want shoes like you. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He said, what are those called? I said, well, let me tell you about the greatest basketball player of all time. Son, these are Jordans. Jordans, the greatest basketball player of all time. And I said, son, see, what you got to say, you love LeBron, but not one pair of LeBrons is in this house. However, look at all these Jordans. And I said, son, you got to recognize something. Your reference is LeBron, yeah. But Daddy can also play a little basketball. I said, you know, you put the ball in my hand I'm going to get a few points. But when you put the ball in the hand of Michael Jordan, you get 6 championships. You know, I said, well, son, you know, I also play baseball. I love playing softball. You know, you pitch me the ball, and the bat is in my hands, I hit a home run or two. But if you put the bat in the hands, I'm a Sox fan of Jose Abreu. Even though the Sox are not doing good right now, but Jose Abreu, you'll get some home runs. You'll get the lead. You'll get a win. And what I was trying to illustrate is to you all this morning is, put the ball in my hand, I'm going to hit a shot, but I won't win a championship. You put the bat in my hand, I'm going to hit a home run, but I'm not going to win the game. It's all about whose hand you place it in. And in God's hand, you can accomplish anything when you allow him to be your support and not your own self. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. So as you're on the road of life, you got to have the right security. When you're on the road of life, you have to make sure that you have the right and have God's support. The third thing is, when you're on the road of life, you got to make sure you seek him. Seek him. Text says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. And ways speak to roads, pathways. Solomon was letting the son know, like, yeah, you're going to be traveling in life. You're going to go to the left. You're going to go to the right. And as you're on these roads, as you're on these pathways, as you're on these ways, always acknowledge him. And that word acknowledge in Hebrew is real simple. It just literally means to seek God. It means to acknowledge him, to seek him, to ask him on the front end and ask him first. We have to make sure we're seeking God. I don't know about you. Because I'm imperfect, I got to make sure I seek God in everything I do. Every decision I make, every time I got to do something at school, at work, every time, even with making the right choices for my family, for my children and schools and all that other type of stuff, I got to make sure that I seek God first to save myself from trouble. Could that be why some of us are in that trouble we're in now? It's because we didn't seek him first. New Testament says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. Yes, sir. He wants to be sought after the first time. For if you're a parent, have you ever been in a position where your child did something? You was like, well, why you didn't talk to me first? Now I got to come in and clean this up. Why you didn't ask me first? My children have a bad habit of just climbing on stuff and going in the cabinet and get stuff. And I have to tell, I'm like, why didn't you ask me first? Here it is. You put yourself, my God, you put yourself in danger because you didn't come ask daddy the first time. Because daddy's design, I'm a tall guy. I can reach up there and grab it for you so you don't have to and risk the fact that you could fall and hurt yourself. So I need you to come ask me first the first time. And that's what God is saying for us. In this road of life, make sure we seek him first. He's designed for all of this. So we have to make sure we have the right security. We have to make sure we have God's support. We have to make sure we seek him first. And fourthly and finally, in this road of life, we got to make sure we look to God so he can show us the way. Yes. The text says, and he will make straight your paths. He will make straight your paths. Notice it doesn't say he'll make straight his paths. Because guess what? His paths are already straight. But your path, which speaks to your roads, your personal journeys, your personal directions, he will make straight your path. He will direct your path. And in the Hebrew, direct or make straight is yashar, and it just literally means to smooth out. Smooth out. So we got to remember that in biblical times, the pathway and the roads were not always paved. It was bumps. There were holes in the road. There were dirt roads. There have been rocks. There have been all this other type of stuff that could be in the road. And the roads and the pathways were hardly smoothed, were hardly straight. And Solomon was letting his son know this, that if you trust in the Lord, with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. Always acknowledge him. He'll direct your path. He'll make that path straight for you. He'll make it smooth for you. He'll show you what to do and where to go. Some of us got big decisions coming up. We got to make a choice and a decision on something. And we have to make sure we put God first and let him show us the way. Now, in order for this to happen, to have that security, to seek God, support God, and ask God to show you the way, you have to see value in who God is. I don't know about you, but I pray constantly because we're living in a time of the day where people just don't value God like that no more. You know, I grew up in Inglewood, and it seemed like everybody in the community, everybody went to church. Everybody was, but now everybody's not. They don't value God the way they used to. That's why a lot of people have issues with trusting God. That's why a lot of people have issues with worshiping God. And the prefix of the word worship is W-O-R, which is where we get the word worthy from, value. So when you worship God, you have a connection with God because you value him. You see his worth. And we're living in a time of day where people don't see value in God. I pray daily that our hearts will be turned back to him. And that this generation will begin to value God more. So many people go through many heartaches and pains all because they don't value God. So I challenge you this morning. I want to encourage your hearts. As you're on the road of life, make sure, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Make sure you have that security in him. And do not lean to your own understanding. Look for his support. Make sure we seek him in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will show us the way. He'll make straight the paths. He will direct us. Now, I'll read this and close with the Message Bible, just to give it a more temporary idea. Simply says this, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Do not try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Let me pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for our time this morning. As we have these words of wisdom, God, give us the strength to have security and trust in you. God, give us the strength to lean to your support that we're going to seek you, God, so that you could show us the way. God, forgive us for everything we've done out of omission and commission and things we've done against you and our fellow brother and sister in Christ. God, forgive us. God, we pray that you will make our path straight, that you will make them smooth and give us direction where we need to go. God, if someone has to make a decision this week, a business decision, a medical decision, or some dealing with school, God, we pray, we merge our faith together that you will show everyone the way they need to go. In the name above every name, name of Yeshua, the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen? Thank you. Come on, put your hands together. Let's give God praise this morning.
Hey, thanks again for joining us for the First NAS podcast. If you're interested in what your next step in growing your relationship with God might look like, I'd encourage you to visit us at firstnaz.cc/engage, or you can download our app from the App Store, First Nazarene Church. And there you can let us know if you've made a decision for Jesus, or you can also find practical resources to help you grow closer to Jesus. I'd also invite you to subscribe to the podcast if you're not already, to make sure that you've always got the latest content. And if you want to, feel free to share this on your social accounts. You never know who else might need to hear today's message as well. Well, thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.